Okay, let's say three Hasidic ideas on Moshe, Anav, Mikol, Ha'adam, Asher, Apnei Adam. Moshe's humility, famously quoted towards the end of this week's parasha, Lunch, Belinishos, Rachapapas, Moshe, Nachman, Daniel, Ben Tzvi, Ari. Pasuk says, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Aish, Moshe, Anav, Mikol, Ha'adam, Asher, Apnei Adam. Moshe was exceedingly humble from all men on the face of the earth. Three ideas, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Zuchasuginer, Kijasin, Abobav, Zuchasuginer, Hashem, Mikom, Domo, and the Diver Bino, the Bialo Rabbi. So let's say, the Baal Shem Tov. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what is the greatness of Moshe Adam Mikol Adam? Moshe Binu actually thought himself lower as anybody else, specifically Amikol HaAdam Asher Al Panei HaAdamah, the people that were filled with Gashmias, the few people that were filled with physicality. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Moshe Binu HaYosavar Ki Yupachas V'Shafal Mikol HaAdam Afilu Mizeh Shekul Kul Ba'artzias B'diyutu HaTachtoin Al Panei HaAdamah. It wasn't Moshe Binu just thought only the people that were the Tzadikim. Even the people Asher Al Panei HaAdamah. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what's the need to say Al Panei Adama? Even the people that are filled with Adama, filled with physicality and always Gashmi and always going after Taiva, Moshe Binu even saw himself as lower as even and found himself to be even humble or even lower than those people. What an incredible idea about the Baal Shem Tov picking up on the last word of the pasuk, Asher Panei Adama. The second idea, Gidush Asin above of Zchus Kamalino Hashem Kamdomo. He was the Baba Rebbe that was killed by the Nazis at Yimach Shemo. Says the Baba Verebi, what does this mean that Moshe Ami called Adam, that he was the greatest Baal Anova? He says that Moshe Beinu understood that his greatness was only a schus of Klal Yisrael. It's only because he was the leader. It had nothing to do with him. It was because he had the leader and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to be able to give him the kaychos. It was the schus of Klal Yisrael. Says the Kiddush Sion, Moshe Rabbeinu Talas Kol Gagluso B'Zchusam Shal Yisrael. He understood that everything's greatness was because of Klal Yisrael. Mikan Nivna Avan Sanuso Mikol HaAdam Asher Al Panei Adama Shekol Ma Shezocha Eina B'Zchus Atzmu El Mikochem Shal Yisrael. Says the Kiddush Sion, the Baba Verebi, that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that at the end of the day, Moshe Adam Mikol Ma'od Mikol HaAdam, his Anivus came in Mikol HaAdam, because at the end of the day he was the leader of Klal Yisrael, but he understood he was only in the Zchus of Klal Yisrael. It was only the merit of Klal Yisrael was Yizoycha to be the Baal Anova, that he was. What an incredible insight of Kiddush Zion, that he realized, that Moshe Rabbeinu realized, it was only the Zchus of Klal Yisrael that he was Zoycha to be the Baal Anova, to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. Finally, third and final idea from the Bialo Rebbe. Bialo Rebbe explains that at the end of the day, it was all about his tafkid. His tafkid was to be able to lead Klal Yisrael. He had nothing to do, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it was nothing to do with me, it was God-given talents. It was my tafkid. He understood that it was his tafkid to lead Klal Yisrael. The kol ma shezachah hu begeder tafkido, it was just his mission in life. V'harei l'cho adam kafki mishalo, me'en b'cho anava gedula mizu, mikol ha'adva sh'apanei adama, ki'ilu hu bedarga achas in kulam. That he actually viewed himself, ki'ilu hu bedarga achas in kulam, l'maro shenitz alalasi shagadlas. He understood that his tafkid was to lead Klal Yisrael. His tafkid was, mikol adam sh'apanei adama. This was his tafkid. And at the end of the day, he was just doing his tafkid. And when a person realizes they're just doing their tafkid, you don't get it, doesn't get to your head. You understand that was your mission. That was your goal. As Chazal tells, B'magam luso Hashem tein amasanuso. So whether you say that Baal Shem Tov said, even Asher Panei Adama, Moshe Binu was even the greatest Anava, even by the people Asher Panei Adama, even the people that were most Gashmi, that's where Aniv is from. He wasn't just from the Tzadikim. Even the people that were so filled with Taiva, he even found the good within them. Or we could say the second night that Baba Rebbe told us that at the end of the day, his Anivus came because that he realized that his greatness, that his Anivus was only in Schus of Klal Yisrael, and he picks up on the words, Mikol HaAdam, right? What does that have to do with the positive Kol Adam? Because he was only Zocha to his Navi because of Schus of Klal Yisrael. He's only great Zocha to be the Navi because of Klal Yisrael. Or the third final idea from the Bialo Rebbe. Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov and Bialo says that at the end of the day, how is he able to stay humble? Because he realized that he was just doing his tafkid. When someone realizes you're just doing your mission in life, you don't get a Baal Gaiva, you don't become arrogant, you just realize you're just doing what you're put on earth to do, which is Zocha Be'ez Hashem, to take these three ideas from the Baal Shem Tov, from the Kiddush HaSiyon, and the Bialo Rebbe, and to understand what it means to be a true Baal Anova, but understand that anything we have, to always look for the greatness in others, and to realize that anything we do have, it all comes from the Baruch Hashem Be'ez Hashem Shkoach.